Alrighty, chat, you got me, yo. What is going on, everybody? Another soft open here before we start the official show. Real quick, I want to say apologies for being totally MIA yesterday. To be honest, off day, I pretty much like kind of slept the entire day. Was a little bit beat. Woke up, watched the Red Sox game. They end up winning yet again. So we're really going to talk about that a lot today because the AL East, I mean, forget even first place, we're 4.5 back at Tampa Bay, but we now are just a half game ahead of Boston. And we're on the verge of sliding to third place. I'm not too worried about making the playoffs, but I am certainly very concerned about Boston overtaking us any day now. It could even, of course, happen tonight. So we're really going to talk about that a lot today. We're going to get into the update on Aaron Judge, which is a massive update and huge news. But we really could use him back sooner rather than later, and we are still a little bit of a ways away. So we'll get into that. We'll get into the AL East. We'll also talk about the expected return dates for the other injured players as well. And yeah, we'll preview a little bit of the Braves series tonight. We'll just talk about everything going on right now with the Yankees. So kick back, relax. Another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. Let's do it. Alrighty, here we go. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Friday, August 7th, 2026. Hope you all are doing well. Start of a three-game set against the Atlanta Braves tonight, and they are now the first team in baseball to hit 70 wins on the season. Meanwhile, the Yankees are, I don't want to say sliding. I mean, they certainly are not helping their case. Although prior to the Cardinals series, they were still winning some games. Remember, we went 6-4 on that road trip, despite not scoring at all on offense. And the latter part of that continues. We're not scoring on offense, but obviously the winning has not continued. We dropped 2 out of 3 against the Cardinals, which we talked about it day of game three, that was a very important game to win to keep the high vibes going off of Lombard's game one. Lombard's game two was really good. The defense was even more exceptional. He had a nice base hit up the middle. You lost that game, though. And with that, you continue to slide in the American League East. And a lot of this is, you know, the Yankees' fault, obviously. Judge being out is, you know, a factor in this, but it's not an excuse for the inept offense that we've seen. But also, the Red Sox have just been utterly insane. As we mentioned in the soft open, Boston is now just a half game back of us entering play today. We'll pull this graphic up again when we get into the actual topic, which we'll do in just a moment. But 4.5 back, we are of Tampa Bay for first place. Boston, though, another win last night. They are tied with us in the loss column. We both are at 51 losses. We're at 64 wins. Boston's at 63 wins. They are starting a series tonight with the A's, while we, of course, get going with the Atlanta Braves. So that is very much what we are watching right here. I still do have hopes of winning the American League East. That is not out of the question, guys. It's certainly not out of the question. But if you were to prioritize a certain worry or which team we're focusing on the most, now it is indeed Boston. And, you know, I would be completely lying here if I said I was not worried about it. I'm very worried about it. And we'll get into like a playoff picture and all that. One may argue like, yo, if we're not going to win the American League East, you may want to fall down to the 60 because then you could avoid playing Tampa or Boston for at least as long as you can, which playing in the playoffs doesn't worry me as much. It does, but what I would really be concerned about is where that would take place. Like right now, I mean, let's just get into the topic. Morning Yankee Show, click like on the stream if you guys have not already. Good to see you guys again, Friday, August 7th. But yes, let's start out with this. And I want to pull up the playoff picture because as of right now, if the playoffs were to end today, so this is if the Yankees do finish in second place, Rays win the AL East, Boston finishes in third, which again, they are on the very verge, just a half game back of overtaking us for second place. So any day now, could be the end of tonight, we fall down to third place, which certainly would not be ideal because going off of this right here, if things were to end today, we would play Boston just like last year, 3-game wildcard set at Yankee Stadium. The venue the wild card series would take place at is what would concern me. I do not want to play Boston at Fenway. I would not want to play the Rays in a 3-game set at the Trop. At Yankee Stadium, and with what our team should be come October, I would not be sweating that all that much. I'd be stressing because it's the playoffs, Boston has to come back down to earth at some point. But I will say, watching that game last night, they are relentless. They really are. It is absolutely insane. I mean, the White Sox were leading early 4-0, and then Boston ties it up, and then White Sox take the lead again. Boston ties it up. White Sox, they go to extra innings, take a 2-run lead. Boston ties it up, and so on and so forth. Boston eventually wins in, 12 innings. They are certainly a very different team than the one that we faced earlier this year where we swept them in Fenway Park, and even much more different than they were when we got swept by them in Fenway Park. I mean, they are just rolling here, and now, what is that, 8 straight wins for Boston after, you know, their, whatever it was, 15-game winning streak was snapped. They're back on an 8-game heater. I mean, they just do not stop. So this is certainly a concern. And listen, like, there's a couple things to mention here. It's that I am concerned. This is a dangerous position to be in. But also, like, we do have to let the next month and a half play out, because the Yankees at some point will get their injured guys back. And it may still be a while for Aaron Judge. Probably, I would say, after Labor Day. We'll get into that. But we did get a huge update on his return, which is not to be taken lightly. I mean, that is the first step forward on when he'll come back, or just the fact that he is coming back this year, the fact that he was cleared to begin running, cleared to begin the upper body resistance workouts, that is huge. But we're still looking at least probably a month before Judge is back. Now, the reason I bring this up is we are 28-28 without Judge. We know the offense isn't hitting, but the fact that we're 28-28 makes it a very big... There's a very big difference between this year's team without Judge and the 2023 team without Judge. We were really sliding without him that season. This year, because of our pitching staff, and this gets me to the grander point here, not all hope is lost. Our pitching staff, by default, should be able to keep us floating above water, and right now it is. As you get more guys back, Bellinger, hopefully, you know, within the next couple weeks, he's already taken live BP. On the pitching end of things, you know, Rodon's making a rehab start, supposed to tomorrow. Stanton could be back at some point in August. Guys also just have to start hitting. We'll get into more of that when we get to the Judge topic, but the Yankees should hopefully start to produce a little bit offensively. If they don't, then we'll just have to keep relying on the pitching to keep our heads above water. But as things are currently pacing, I'm sure at some point, maybe as soon as tonight, we will be in third place in the American League East. But I'm not worried about the postseason, getting into it. As long as we make the postseason, and even if the wildcard series is at Fenway, which would be very unfortunate, or if a wildcard series is at Tropicana Field, say Boston wins the AL East and the Rays finish in second place, that would concern me. It certainly would. The team still should be pretty tough to beat at full health. Something nice about the Braves series this weekend, and why we have a chance to beat the 70-win first-place Atlanta Braves, is that our pitching matchup is Free tonight, Cole tomorrow, Cam on Sunday. So like we always talk about here, I know it's redundant, and everybody knows this, but we have to make sure we continue to acknowledge while the team is struggling that, like, by default, this team is going to be hard to beat because of our starting rotation. And the lineup has to get better. And it will by the return of the injured guys, but also just in general. Like, I mean, like, Rice is in a little bit of a slump the last couple weeks. That's not ideal. But, like, Grisham really has to turn it around. You guys know I was a supporter of the Trent Grisham, bringing him back. And for a minute, it was actually looking pretty good. He has completely fallen into the gutter offensively. He is producing absolutely nothing. And, you know, definitely a questionable defensive play on Wednesday in the series finale against the Cardinals. He has to turn it around. Jazz talked about it all year long. I mean, we are now on August 7th. With his OPS below 700, he has to turn it around. I mean, the entire lineup, really 1-9 right now, is not producing. And obviously, if that were to continue to be the case, and one may say that's definitely going to continue to be the case, at least for the foreseeable future, we're going to continue to slide. I do expect, to be honest, the Yankees at some point, whether it's tonight or by next week, to probably, fall down to third place. And not even just so much on our end. Because again, like, without Judge, we are still keeping our heads above water because of the pitching staff. 28-28. Since he went down, 6-4 in that road trip against, you know, some pretty good teams. You played the Phillies, you played the White Sox, you played the Cubs, and besides splitting that 4-game set with the White Sox, I mean, you won the two other series. You won the Phillies series, you won the Cubs series, all pretty much thanks to our pitching staff. So it's like, I'm not pleased at all with the Yankees' performance. win-loss, though-wise, I mean, like, they've actually been all right without Judge. The offense certainly has not been. We'll get into that more in just a moment. But on Boston's end of things, they just do not stop winning. So what we're looking at here is probably, going to be a situation where we might be looking at just get into the postseason, even if what that's looking like is a wild card series at Fenway Park or a wild card series at Tropicana Field, which would be really bad. Really bad, but it wouldn't be an impossible scenario because I do believe still in this team come the postseason. So it's like a middle ground for me where you guys know I was very displeased with the trade deadline. And as days have gone on, the bullpen is what has taken the forefront of my frustrations with what we did not do. And that remains my biggest concern with this team at full health still. But yes, it's like a middle ground for me of being, worried about the Yankees offense right now because they are just not hitting. And maybe Trent Grisham is just never going to hit. And that's a problem. Maybe Jazz is really never going to consistently produce like he did at least last year with the power and driving runs in. He wasn't good with runners in scoring position really ever, but he's nowhere near the player that he was last year. He was like an 830 OPS guy last year. The stolen bases are there this season, but offensively, I mean, we've all watched day in and day out. We know what this offense is. That obviously remains a concern. I'm not worried about the playoffs. I'm not. I'm worried about what this could lead to where you begin the postseason, and that's what we've been saying here a lot now in the first 10 minutes of the show, is the venue in which a potential wildcard series could take place at is very important. Almost to the point where, heck, if you're going to fall to third place, you almost kind of want to fall to the sixth seed and be the last wildcard team. That way, if you're going to face the Red Sox or the Rays, then it would be in the ALCS. I mean, not that you would ever plan around this. We're not tanking for the final wildcard spot. But if we're not going to host the wildcard series, I would almost want to, throw the baseball gods a $20 bill and be like, make us the sixth seed. Because if you're the sixth seed, then you would face the winner of, in this case, the AL West, the Astros. So I'm not saying that would be ideal either. But at least in that case, you're not doing a wildcard series at Fenway. You're not doing a wildcard series at Tropicana Field. You would face them in the ALCS, if you were to get there, which the Yankees should be able to get there. They really, really should. And just generally speaking about a wild card series, whatever venue that it is at, your starting three would be Cole, Freed, Cam. I mean, no matter what, the Yankees, again, got to keep hammering this point home, as bad as things are right now. And they are bad. If you can't tell, like, I am concerned about this. I am very concerned about this. But I'm not going to act like this season is done, and I will never act that way so long as we have the pitching staff that we do. But just to put a bow on this side of things, I'm worried about Boston. The AL East, is it over? No, it's not over. But it's hard to really focus on, like, oh, what are the Rays doing? Although I will continue to do that. I will scoreboard watch them. We are very much, this now has become, this is Yankees versus Red Sox, and we'll face them at the end of the month. We'll face them at Yankee Stadium, 3-game set, at the stadium. We have another series with the Rays. I think we may have two more series. No, we just have the one more series with the Rays. I'll have to double check on that. Scheduling, though, we should bring this up. I mean, Boston, out of all three of us, the Rays, the Yankees, and the Red Sox have the easiest schedule going forward. Now, it's not by like an absurd amount. If you want to go by like winning percentage, there was an article in the New York Post yesterday that had it laid out, but it was entering yesterday. The Red Sox had the easiest strength of schedule going forward. Their opponents are about a winning percentage of like 483. The Yankees' winning percentage for their opponents is, for the rest of the season, like 493, I believe, entering yesterday. And the Rays is like Yankees and Rays are right around 495 winning percentage for their opponents going forward. Red Sox are around like 480 to 483. I should have had those numbers exactly brought up, but anyways, the Red Sox have the easiest schedule going forward. And like tonight, we're playing the Braves. Boston's playing the A's. I'll have to check on who the Rays are playing. But again, this is very much Yankees versus Red Sox. I'll be scoreboard watching Boston more than I'm scoreboard watching the Rays at this point. So until further notice, they are our biggest concern. Until further notice, I am worried about not just being a wildcard team, but falling to being the visiting team in a wildcard series. So it is fascinating what the Red Sox have done. They've completely turned their season around, and now they are possibly, who knows, the best team in the American League. It's crazy. It's crazy, and it's very unfortunate. This is the Yankees' fault. It's also, just the fact that the Red Sox have been incredible. But in the end, when it comes to on our side of things, the pitching has been great. I expect it for the most part, at least starting rotation-wise, and for the most part in the bullpen to continue to be great. The offense, we know, has to turn it around. I mean, what else can you really say here? Like, we can have the Trent Grisham conversation, which for those who were against that deal, or from the standpoint of Grisham was a fluke last year, you got a lot of ammo to be like, yo, told you so. I was wrong. And that could also change again because it's baseball and it has to change again, especially because Trent Grisham is hitting leadoff. And obviously it goes beyond him. And there's also part of that conversation of, you know, people bring up the Grisham contract. Well, the alternative in free agency, I mean, like, unless you wanted to like acquire Luis Robert Jr. or in free agency sign Harrison Bader, I mean, Yankees did have to acquire a center fielder. So, you know, I would also kind of need the alternative that you would suggest Yankees should have gone out and gotten. But make no mistake, like, the Grisham deal is looking bad right now. It really is. Rice, not worried about him, but like, it'd be nice if he could turn it around right now. Luis Garcia Jr., like him a lot, and even his at-bats the other day I thought looked fine, and so far I like a lot what I've seen from him in his three games with the Yankees. Also, now Boone is not to blame for the Game 3 loss against the Cardinals, although I do disagree very much with pretty much every decision that he made late in that game, and the big one being Paul Goldschmidt should have been a one-and-done pinch hit, and then you put Garcia over to first, and that way you would have had his at-bat come up later on in the ninth instead of Ally Sanchez. So I very much disagree with that and then some in that game. But why did that conversation exist? Because the offense is not hitting. Ultimately, players have to perform, and this lineup is just not performing right now. I mean, we can just keep going through the list. Like, we talked about Jazz. The bottom of the order, McMahon will have moments. He'll have a couple weeks. And, you know, since the end of April, beginning of May, he's been a better offensive player. But in the end, especially when nobody else is hitting, McMahon's lack of production will stick out. It just will. Same with Grisham. Same with Jazz, same with Rice's slump. I mean, if you could get by with, you know, if other guys were hitting, you don't look so much at McMahon when he gets out. You don't look as much at, like, even if Grisham were struggling the way that he is, but everybody else was hitting, yeah, you'd probably have the leadoff conversation. But ultimately, like, not every at-bat would be a, all right, he got out, we got to have a massive conversation about his lack of production. And that's totally fair and justified. That applies to Grisham. It applies to everybody else. And, you know, it almost, in a way, applies unfairly so in this case. And nobody's doing this. But, like, you know, when Lombard comes up in a big spot, you almost feel like you have to rely on him to come through there and, like, hit a three-run homer. But it's like, obviously, that's unfair. Nobody's actually using that as a thing against Lombard. But just in your brain, it's like, it feels like this is our only shot. And when that player doesn't come through, it's a very specific conversation about that certain player because nobody else is hitting. We need the injured guys back bad. And we'll get into Judge in just a moment. But to open the show, I just wanted to talk about the Red Sox because how could you not? And where we currently are. Again, Boston is a half game back of us, tied in the loss column. Any day now, could be tonight, we could fall to third place. And with the playoff picture, as of right now, we would host a wild card series against the Red Sox just like last year at Yankee Stadium. That I would actually feel pretty decent about. But again, if the Red Sox overtake us for third, all of a sudden that flips, then you would play a three-game set at Fenway. And that would just be, I don't know if it's 2021 PTSD or just, I'm good off that, yo. If you're to fall to third place, I'd rather just fall to the sixth seed, which would be the third and final wild card. But I know we have a lot of time left to go on this. And, you know, between the injured players coming back and also at some point, guys do have to turn it around. And the one I can at the very least bank on is Ben Rice. Ben Rice will get it going. And one thing I do want to mention is what is a fact. The Yankees' best hitter since the beginning of July is Austin Wells. By OPS, by WRC+, whichever stat you want to look at, since the beginning of July, the Yankees' best hitter, it's like July 9th, but like the Yankees' best hitter is Austin Wells. So maybe he's starting to turn around. Cool. Lombard, his at-bats are, at least early on, looking really good. Can't be banking on him for like a big home run or nothing, but like that will help over the long haul a little bit. We got to start hitting with runners in scoring position too. I mean, that is a big part of it. So it's all to be discussed, the runners in scoring position, but also we're not getting on base. I mean, there's no excuse for the on base percentages that we have on this team at the current moment, particularly since Judge went down. But anyways, we've talked about that. Let's get into the Judge side of things because this is very much where our season rests, whether it be actually in the postseason, needing these guys back, and they're going to come back, but also just all right, now we're at the point with this update on Judge, and we'll hear from Judge in just a moment, but with Judge, Ballinger, Stanton, and then, you know, you'll get Rodon back as well, which will help. Now it's not just we need these guys back for the playoffs, back in time enough to shake off the IL rust. We need them back for the fate of the regular season. Let's get into the Judge thing, though, because for those who didn't hear, I know you all have by now, it's another scan, another MRI, massive news. Cleared to begin running, cleared to begin upper body resistance workouts. The next step is baseball activities. Here's Judge the other day describing his thoughts the second he heard about this, and then he again reiterates that he will indeed definitely be back this season. Here's Judge on Wednesday.
Aaron, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you if they gave you like a realistic target date after the
I got nothing for you on that yet. I just got the scan yesterday, and the minute they said, all right, we're going to start running, I said, okay, I'll see you outside. So kind of forced them on that one. But I'll be back this season. I don't know why I wouldn't be. That was always a plan to come back sooner than later, definitely. But yeah, I never had a thought of not playing this year.
Yeah, and there he is running. So when should we expect him back? Probably not until Labor Day, yo, at least, which is, you know, right around September 10th to like September 15th area, which is not a bad thing. The main thing is we're gonna get Judge back. And again, make no mistake, this is a massive update, because when it comes to like a rib injury, we've heard Plouffe talk about this a lot in baseball today. Like, when you have a rib injury, like, you really can't do anything. So that's why the Yankees are taking it so slow with Judge, and rightfully so, because also it's a very easy injury to re-injure, and God forbid that were to happen, then he is going to be done for the year. But the Yankees have played this right. Now he's cleared. Now he's going to begin running the upper body resistance workouts, and then again, the next step is baseball activities. Probably mid-September for Aaron Judge. So for right now, while this is massive news, still not like a regular season savior we can't look at this point. Bellinger coming back is relatively on the horizon. Remember, on Talking Yanks the other day, they suggested the idea of an August 31st return for Bellinger. And Boone was like, oh, I think Bellinger will be back way before then. And that'll be huge. I know he wasn't hitting prior to his injury, but actually he was starting to turn around a little bit. But even if you're somebody that was like, oh, Bellinger, you know, it wasn't, you got to acknowledge how big of a return Bellinger will be. And that might be mid to late August. Maybe by like August 20th, we see Bellinger return. That'll be massive. Giancarlo Stanton, it does seem like he is starting to progress towards a return. And I think we will see Stanton at some point in August. And that will go a long way, because right now we have Eli Ramos batting fourth against right-handed pitching. That is far from ideal. Once Stanton returns, and by that point, Bellinger should be back as well, he then can be DHing Ramos just out of the lineup. And instead of Spencer Jones, who had a nice road trip, a nice run in Chicago, he would be replaced by Cody Bellinger. And on Jones, listen, I think Jones has looked better this year than I would have anticipated. And since his second stint began, the first one was brutal. Since the second one, he's been pretty solid. But if you're watching every single day, like, Jones ain't the answer, especially batting fifth. So Bellinger, we can actually think about as a soon return-ish, mid to late August, like around maybe August 20th, let's say. Stanton probably, knock on wood, but at some point in August too. So with that, you would have Ramos and Jones out of the lineup, replace them with Bellinger and Stanton. That should help a lot. And then Judge, mid-September. So we're still a ways away from that. And all this leads to, again, the conversation we always have with the October team. The October team should be able to hit enough with our pitching staff that I will be able to dream on that this team can do some damage in October. We'll see. That's a far away thing to think about right now. But for the regular season, which is now a much more pressing conversation with these injured players coming back, with Judge, with Bellinger, with Stanton, and then, yeah, Rodon making a rehab start on Saturday, tomorrow. Like, we need these guys back as soon as possible, yo. And that's something else that Judge kind of mentioned. Like, you're running out of time. And for a while, it was very much IL rust reasons for me, like, especially with really Judge and like AL East reasons. But now it's just not so much playoffs, because the rest of the American League and the teams that are chasing us, I don't see us falling that far to where the playoffs are concerned, just making the playoffs. I believe this team will make the playoffs, but now we just need these guys to not slip to third place. And the next one to have hope for is Bellinger. So hopefully that will be within the next couple weeks, and then Stanton at some point in August, and then, yeah, Judge after Labor Day. But as for Judge, that is a massive step forward for him coming back this year. That is huge. So exciting news there. But again, whether it's the injured guys coming back or just guys in the current lineup right now, we just got to start hitting, yo. And against the Braves, it's going to be tough. I mean, listen, our pitching staff is set up pretty nice for this series, which should make it fun. I mean, it's free tonight, Cole tomorrow, Cam on game three. For the Braves, you're going to face Tyler Mahle, 3-9 record, 4.13 ERA. Tomorrow, though, on Saturday, we face Chris Sale, who's 12-6 with a 2.08. He might win the Cy Young in the National League. I'm sure Mizorowski's still going nuts, so, but whatever. And then Sunday, we're facing Grant Holmes has been really good. 7-4, 3.67. I'm starting to lose my voice, by the way. So much talking this week. But, whichever way possible, just got to find a way to start scoring runs, yo. Whether that's Grisham all of a sudden turning around, Rice breaking out of a slump. You got to make sure Garcia is in the lineup as much as possible, though. Maybe even against lefties for the time being. Although there's really no way to do that because you're going to want to play Goldschmidt against lefties at first base. Something that I think is relatively an intriguing conversation to have at some point is the possibility of Luis Garcia playing third base. Because we've talked about a lot on here. And at some point we will do the postseason roster breakdown. We will. I know we keep teasing that, but so many things keep coming up that we have to talk about. If the Yankees were to be comfortable of playing Garcia at third base in the postseason, which the main question there would be, does he have the arm for it? I don't think Garcia will ever see second base. He really doesn't even look like a second baseman. I don't know how he ever played second base. I don't think that's on the table here, but could he possibly get to a point where, and we know he's taking reps, where the Yankees feel comfortable starting Garcia at third base? You wouldn't do it on Fried starts. No matter what, you'd want McMahon at third for Fried. But if you were to do Garcia ever at third base, if we could ever dream on that possibility, then you could have a lineup where you have Garcia, Rice, and Stanton all starting. And I know the pushback on that would be like, oh, you could just catch Rice. Well, they're not going to catch Rice, so we shouldn't really even talk about that. If they were down to do Garcia at third base at some point, comfortable enough with that, then you could have a lineup of what I would do is come the playoffs, I would lead off Rice. I like the idea of Rice, Judge, Garcia, 1-2-3. I think that would be lethal. And then you do Bellinger 4, Stanton 5. If Garcia could play third base, you could do that. And then that's a lineup where it's like, all right, with our pitching staff, you cannot tell me the season is over and that we have no hope in October. That just would not be the case. And even if you don't do Garcia at third base, our lineup with Judge and Bellinger back should still be good enough to have a chance. Because again, what do we just do this past road trip against some playoff teams? And this is our expectation or high hopes for how you could win a series against the Braves is, listen, even if they're not scoring, which is not ideal, we didn't score at all besides that one game in Chicago, but we didn't score at all on the road trip and we went 6-4. We beat the Phillies 2 out of 3 because of our pitching. We beat the Cubs, especially in that series, we beat the Cubs 2 out of 3 because of our pitching. Now, some very concerning stats, and this is just to, put facts to the situation that you guys are all well aware of by now, but since Judge went down, we're 30th in batting average at .219, 30th in on-base percentage at .283. That is very, very un-Yankee-like. Very un-Yankee-like. Throughout the entire Judge era, we have been toward the top of the league in on-base. We've completely fallen off a cliff since Judge just went down. Just overall OPS, 27th in baseball since Judge went down, .669. We're averaging 3.9 runs per game since Judge went down. It was 5.2 before Judge went down. We're hitting .199 with runners in scoring position, though. So not only are we not getting on base, but when we are getting on base and are getting runners in scoring position, we're not capitalizing. That is something we are all well aware of. So I don't want to harp on the obvious here. But when the offense is this bad, what else can you really say? The offense has to pick it up. And if not, the pitching has to keep pitching its ass off, because otherwise we don't have a chance in these games. Forget winning the games, let alone just having a chance. And even, game three against the Cardinals, which losing 2 out of 3 to the Cardinals is really, really bad. Really bad. We all know that. nobody could come out of being like, yo, I blame Will Warren. He gave up three runs. And you could say what you want to about the Grisham play, which that was a bad route. Those balls were, both those balls were smoked to center field. But could Grisham possibly have caught that first one? 100% he could have. Or I'd say like 45% chance he could have, which means he could have caught it. In the end, same with the moves that Boone made at the end of the game, which I vehemently disagree with. Am I going to blame Boone? Am I going to blame Warren? Am I going to blame even that Grisham play that he probably, yeah, should have caught? Ultimately, no, because it's like, what are we talking about here if this team ain't hitting? And right now, they're just not hitting. So, like, everything has to go perfect. Every play has to be made. And for the most part, the defense has actually been pretty damn good. By the way, Lombard, game two, he made some exceptional defensive plays. I mean, this diving stop at the middle was incredible. The also had a single as well that you'll see in a second, but obviously the line drive on a short hop that he picked was awesome. The defense, and Lombard will only help with that, has actually, for the most part, been pretty damn good. The pitching we know has been great. It has to be that way, or else it feels like we don't have a chance of winning games. And even when it is pitching that great and the defense has been good, we have a chance to win those games, but we still may not win. Wednesday we had a chance. We did not win because the offense didn't do nothing. And that's why every single time a runner is on third base with less than two outs, has to score him, has to get in. And, you know, the Jazz walk at the time was big, has got us on the board. But, you know, that was a two-out walk because the Cardinals reliever had no control. But prior to that, you had less than two outs. And I'm trying to remember who exactly it was before Jazz. It was Jones. Like, Jones, you had, what was it, bases loaded, less than one out, and he strikes out. Like, that just, that cannot happen. That cannot happen ever, ever. That can never happen. But especially when we're not scoring, we're not really hitting for power. The last week, we've been hitting a few more home runs, but they've all been solo shots because nobody's getting on base. Run on third base, less than two outs, like, it is not negotiable that that run gets scored. And it did eventually get scored, but that's because, you know, Jazz worked a walk. But, like, Jones striking out there can happen. And it's not just a Jones thing. It's everybody. It seems more often than not, run on third base, less than two outs, we're not scoring him, whether it's Grisham or Jazz or Schumann, who's now down in AAA, of course. Schumann, total fall off, by the way. I really liked Schumann earlier on in the year, but, you know, can't blame the Yankees for sending him down. I want to say the obvious, be like, yeah, like, we got to score against the Braves. And maybe we'll have, you know, you never know with baseball. Like, there could be one game where, like, oh, wow, like, Yankees jump out to a 3-0 lead early tonight. Like, that'd be cool. But realistically talking here, it feels like we have to just pitch our asses off again and then, you know, maybe win another game 2-1 or 3-2 or 1-0. Like, that's our best bet here. And that is possible. So, like, that's the good news with this, is, like, those victories are attainable for this Yankees team. As, again, we saw on the road trip. Like, the road trip is a perfect example of why not to give up on this season. Because even when we're not hitting for shit, we can win games. And they did win games. So there's that. And that's kind of like what we always talk about with the postseason. It's like, that is a perfect example, that road trip, of the floor of what this team can at least be, is a team that even if their offense isn't great, they can win games because of their pitching. That's real. When people say, oh, that's not sustainable, like, no, that is technically sustainable, because the only reason it wouldn't be sustainable is because if you believe the starting pitchers aren't actually this good. Now, the bullpen, I can hear you out on that for sure. I've said myself, I think the bullpen is pitching a little bit above its head. Oh, they continue to be great. But, like, that actually is sustainable because the Yankees team is built on great pitching. But obviously, you can't expect to win a World Series only scoring two or three runs per game. But I also mentioned that because it shows they can win games like that. But also, like, I have to just say this. Like, this offense, there's no way. Like, kind of like asking the baseball gods, like, in a no way, right? Like, there's no way this offense can be this bad forever. And I'm talking about even the team right now. Like, Grisham has been bad. And maybe, again, that is just a bad contract, or he is just a one-year fluke. But he's not this bad. I mean, Grisham's hitting, like, I think since the second half started, Grisham's hitting, like, under 100. Like, that is going to turn around. Even if it's Grisham's not a 34 homer bat and he's not an 800 OPS guy, he's not a 500 OPS guy. And one could very much push back on that and be like, well, Dan, look at who he was before last year. Well, I can also look at who he was for a good month and a half this year, where he was looking really good. And the at-bats still can be pretty decent, where he's working the count and, you know, working a long at-bat. We've had actually a lot of good at-bats lately, yo, where it's like, hey, good at-bat, but that ends in a strikeout, so it's like, who gives a damn? We could focus it on Grisham. We could focus it on Jazz. We could focus it on pretty much everybody. We could focus it on Rice if you want to. Not in an ill will towards Rice, kind of way, obviously. That's just a slump. But, like, at some point, he's got to turn around. It's kind of got to be tonight. Like, Rice has to get going tonight. And then the pitching has to keep doing its thing. And then you've got the injured players back. So, talking October for the actual team, I'm still not going to act like that's a bad baseball team. They actually should be quite good. And that's why we get up in the morning for what this team should be come the postseason. But the regular season is certainly a little bit in jeopardy right now, for sure. It feels like it's inevitable that Boston is going to overtake us. And you guys know I'm quite the optimistic fan. But it's like it does very much feel like it's a foregone conclusion that at some point, and who knows if it'll finish this way. We don't know. I mean, like, the Yankees could also continue to shit themselves and then be in a spot where they're three games back of Boston by the time Judge returns, and then they go on a crazy, like, couple-week run. I mean, last year, the last 2 weeks was really good, and that's how they ended up tying with the Blue Jays, but unfortunately, they had the tiebreaker. I'll tell you, I mean, I'm not giving up on the AL East. I'm not, but it's hard to even pay attention to it right now. It really is. 4.5 games back at Tampa Bay, half game in front of Boston, Braves tonight. We got the Braves, and then it's, let me do a double check on this. We got the Braves for three, and then I believe we hit the road, or do we? No, we have the Mariners after this. That's who the Rays are playing tonight, by the way. The Red Sox are playing the A's. We're playing the Braves. The Rays are playing the Mariners. So hopefully the Mariners can, you know, do some damage against them. Then we face Seattle in the Bronx after the Braves, after an off day on Monday for three. What the hell? Wednesday's game is on ESPN? Why is Wednesday's game exclusively on ESPN? Whatever. And then after that, then we hit the road. We go to Toronto, which, even though they're bad this year, you don't assume you can just beat them when you're in Toronto, or really ever. And then we face Baltimore. So, and then we face the Blue Jays again. So it's Braves this weekend, off day on Monday, Seattle for three at home. Then we hit the road to Toronto. Then we go to Baltimore. And then we come back home to play the Blue Jays again at the stadium, starting on August 21st. And then we have the Astros, which hopefully by this point, like the August 25th series, and maybe even the Blue Jays series, the second one coming up at home on the 21st, like, Bellinger should hopefully be back by then. Rodon will also be back as well. We have the Astros for three, the 25th through the 27th, and then you get to the Red Sox series at the end of the month. I mean, that is going to be, that's going to be playoffs in August type thing. Three game set at the stadium. All right, we're just going through the entire rest of the Yankees schedule, honestly, at this point. So September schedule, after the Boston series to end the month, we got a little West Coast trip, by the way, coming up in September. I think we have a couple of them. We're at the Angels to begin September, and then we go to San Diego, who they're surging. So a West Coast trip to begin September, 2018 vibes, Angels and Padres, and then we come back home to play the Rockies September 7th through September 8th through the 10th, and then we have the September 11th series against the Mets, which, even when they're ass, same deal, like, you know, they always play their heart out against us, which is fine. Then we have, after the Mets 9-11 series, we have the Twins in Minnesota, and then we go back out west on the 18th of September to play the D-backs, so that's some late games, and then we have the 22nd, which this will be a big series. We don't know where we'll be at this point. Maybe we'll be eight games back of the AL East. I don't know. But we have no idea. And at this point, Judge should certainly be back. September 22nd, three-game set begins against Tampa Bay. Three-game set against the Rays. That is at the stadium, I believe. That is at the stadium. So at home, three-game set against the Rays, which is our last series against Tampa Bay, starting on September 22nd. And then we play Baltimore at home, and that's that. So our last two series of the season, three against the Rays at home, three against Baltimore. Other than that, we got, working backwards, we got the D-backs, the Twins, the Mets, the Rockies, the Padres, the Angels, that gets back through the beginning of September. And the Red Sox at the end of the month, that's going to be huge. Before that, Astros. I know we're going reverse chronologically right now, but I'm also just processing this all for my brain. Then we have two series against the Blue Jays. We got the Orioles. And yeah, we have the Mariners coming up. So first things first, though, is yes, we have the Braves this weekend. Braves this weekend, off day Monday, Mariners after that. So, and then we go out to Toronto. So very much a roundabout way of blabbering our schedule for the rest of the year. It's not incredibly difficult, but we know Boston's remaining schedule is certainly not difficult. What is my prediction right now as a very optimistic fan? Besides just knowing that it's baseball and that at some point the Red Sox should come back down to earth, but watching them last night, man, I mean, they really are pretty insane. Like, they just do not stop. It feels like they are just on a straight shoot towards not just overtaking us, but maybe even just going on to win the American League East. At this point, the fact that the Rays have remained in first place for so long is surprising to me, honestly. I initially, this is back when the Judge was still healthy, but I had the Yankees win the AL East by 5.5 games. Obviously, that's probably not going to be the case anymore. The AL East, I'm not even focusing as much anymore. It's very much just like, yo, what is Boston? When are they going to cool off a little bit? You thought at some point they were going to. They lost, you know, a couple games, but then they're right back to it. 15-game winning streak, lost a couple games, and now they're back on an 8-game winning streak. So it seems like right now, if I were to guess, it almost does feel like the Red Sox are going to win the AL East. And then at that point, I'll hold out hope for... I mean, I'm still holding out hope to win the AL East. Don't get me wrong, but like, if that were to be the case, Boston wins the East, then it's, all right, now I am focusing on the Rays again. Make sure you're the higher wild card seed, because I don't want to face them in a wild card series at Tropicana Field. Again, this is the current playoff picture, which this is going to be ever-changing, of course. As of right now, we'd face the Red Sox wild card series at home, but just, I continue to bring this up so we know how exactly this works. You want to make sure you have home field advantage if you're facing one of Boston or the Rays in a wild card series. And if you're not going to, then I would, yeah, just rather fall to what would be the sixth seed, the final wild card spot. And then if you do face Boston or the Rays, it wouldn't be until the ALCS in all likelihood. So for right now, it almost does kind of, yeah, feel like the Red Sox are going to win the AL East. We've got a lot of time left to go. But then it becomes, all right, if that's the case, make sure at the very least, if you're going to be doing a wild card series against the other AL East team, which in this case would be the Rays, you make sure you still do overcome them to make sure you're second place in the AL East. So it's like, I either want to win the division or if not, be second place in the East. But if not, yeah, third place, but then I'd really want to fall down to the sixth seed, because not to sound like a wuss here, but I'm so good off a 3-game set at Fenway Park or a 3-game set at Tropicana Field, which obviously the AL East winner wouldn't be playing a wild card series, but you know what I'm saying. So yeah, very much a rambling episode here, Chad. We did get good news on Judge. That is very good news, because he's coming back. He says he's definitely coming back. But that's good news for what we always kind of thought about, which is, what will this team look like in October? That's still something to get excited about, but it's hard to talk too much about it in the current moment because where we currently stand right now, which is on the verge of falling to third place. Offense continues to not do anything. The pitching is carrying us right now, and they should, for the most part, continue to, but then you're also relying on every single game getting a good start from your starter or the bullpen to not have a very much earned blow-up day. Like, that is allowed to happen. Like, that is how the sport works. At some point, the offense has to not even erupt, which I'm sure at some point they will erupt for, like at Chicago last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, like, against the White Sox, I had that 9-run game. And then other than that, it was all, like, 3-, 4-, 2-run scoring performances by the offense. We just got to get back to, like, bro, give me, like, let's score 4 runs against the Braves tonight. 4 runs. Give me 4 runs, and I'll start to be like, all right, you know, we're starting to make some progress here. Now, they're averaging 3.9 runs per game since Judge went down. Part of that is also not carry, because, you know, most of the sample size is built on itself now. But, like, the first 2 weeks, we were playing pretty well without Judge. But if you go by since the All-Star break, we're averaging 3.1 runs per game. I mean, that obviously is just not going to cut it. And, like, not hitting with runners in scoring position. Hitting 199 with runners in scoring position without Judge. That's equally, if not, what's more of a concern is the fact that we're 30th in on-base percentage. 30th in on-base percentage, a 283 on base since Judge went down. I mean, that is just not Yankee-like. That's incredibly bad, obviously. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is we just got to start hitting, yo. We just got to start hitting. Braves tonight, I mean, that should be a box office series. Again, the pitching matchups are pretty cool. Like, we're lining up with essentially, if you want to look at this as like, yo, weekend baseball, Yankee Stadium, Braves, postseason in August type vibe, like, then the stadium should be buzzing. Well, if you want to look at this as kind of, yeah, like a little turn your brain off, oh, it's the wild card series. Well, hey, we got Fried, Cole, Cam going. That's our, what we got lined up to start these three games against the Braves. So that's why you can dream about possibly winning this series. And that is the grand picture of why you can dream on possibly still doing some damage in October is this pitching. But again, not to keep being redundant, but I can't help it. It's like, got to start hitting. And then at some point, we'll get guys back. Judge, hopefully, right around Labor Day, which ain't that far away, but it is. For this very conversation, it's very far away. But like in terms of life, I mean, it'll be September 15th before you know it. It'll be Christmas before you know it. What are you looking at, bird? Stupid-ass pigeon. He's on my Verizon fiber wire. Hope you guys still got me. He's trying to kill my stream. But yeah. Ballinger, hopefully mid to late August. And by mid to late August, I mean like around the August 15th, which I know is like pretty much next week, 15th to like the 20th. Stanton at some point a little bit after that. And then we'll have Rodon back probably mid to late August as well. But for right now, we don't have those guys. So Grisham, please, I beg of you, turn it around. Rice, tonight's the night to break out of your slump. We need you to break out of your slump. Wells, you've been technically the best Yankees hitter since a certain point in early July. Keep doing that. Jazz, if you're going to keep being very inconsistent, give me a big home run at least this weekend. So then, you know, I could be told how I have to consider Jazz one of the best second basemen in baseball because he had a clutch home run every 2 weeks. I'll take one of those this weekend, Jazz. I'll take your every 2 week clutch homer or every three week clutch homer. But yeah, the good news is Judge is coming back, and that is a big step forward. Other than that, I think that's pretty much all we got for this show. Lombard looked good in game 2. Can't expect him to, you know, be insane offensively, but that should help in the grand picture, like getting better at bats at a shortstop. We'll see what the lineup is on Saturday against Sale. You'll probably see Alex Sanchez start behind the plate, I would imagine. You'll see, obviously, Ramos playing. You'll see Ramos probably every single game, righties and lefties, like we saw in the Cardinals series until Bellinger comes back. I think I'll tell you, I mean, Saturday against Sale, like, I wouldn't mind. Actually, I advocate for it. I would probably sit Jazz against Sale. Chris Sale will eat Jazz Chisholm Jr. for breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday. Start Caballero at second. If you're going to do Rosario at third, all right, fine. I would do Caballero over Jazz on Saturday. And then you probably won't see Garcia start against Sale, I would imagine. And I wouldn't be against giving Garcia bats against lefties, but you also you do want to have Goldschmidt, who his double came against the lefty. That was a good pinch hit. You're going to have him sort of first base, and then probably Rice at DH, you would imagine, against Sale. And that's what they should do. You'll have Ramos in there. I guess Jones will still play center. Unless they were to do Caballero in the outfield. Anyways, I mean, now we're kind of just breaking down the random stuff. But just win the series. Find a way to win the series. Win tonight. You do got Fried, Cole, and Cam going. So just like the postseason, just like the story with this team is the floor is a very good pitching staff, which means by default, you have chances to win games. And that applies to tonight. That applies to this weekend. That applies to every single game this season, as long as the pitching staff remains healthy. And then, of course, into the postseason. But for now, fingers crossed, praying that we can score and get on base, hit with runners in scoring position. All that. All the obvious. That's going to do it for this episode, chat. I feel like there's a very matter-of-fact and obvious points being made today, but like, you know, what else is there really to say other than the obvious? Like, yo, we got to start hitting. And if we don't, we'll continue to slide because the Red Sox do not stop winning. That's half the concern with this, yo. It's just like, listen, without Judge, like, yeah, you're supposed to score a little bit less, but we know that. Not to this level, but also at the same time, it's Boston just will not stop. They will not stop. So, rough series loss against the Cardinals. That was not good. You cannot be losing a series to the St. Louis Cardinals in 2027, 2026. That's the year. That's new this episode, Chad. No call-ins today, but we'll do them on the next one. I got to start prepping BT, but yeah. Hope it was an all right episode today. Appreciate you guys so much. Click like on the stream if you have not already. And yeah, we'll leave it at that. Win a ball game. Score. Yankees Braves starts up tonight. Well, I think we're probably going to do a watch party, but I'll keep you guys posted on that. Anyways, until then, until for this show, Monday morning, have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend. And I will see you guys next time. Let's go, Yanks.